For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
And I want to leave my house to the church because Dorothy would have liked it. And I'd like to leave my 1972 Gran Torino to my friend, Tau Van Loor.
The reading of a will shows the mark of a person who has prepared for the future. Unfortunately, perhaps as many as 50 to 60% of South Carolinians do not have a will. Columbia attorney Bert Brannon said making a will doesn't have to be complicated. It must be in writing, signed by the person making the will, and witnessed by two people. Brannon named some of the reasons so many people don't make out a will.
Because we're all 10 feet tall and bulletproof. I think most people see that as something that I'll do tomorrow. We have just this belief that we don't need one. We have a belief that it's something I'll get to later. Or if I think about doing a will, that I'm going to die. And I will tell you that if thinking or talking about it made it come true, I'd have won the lottery like 10,000 times. So thinking about it or talking about it doesn't necessarily make it come true.
Richland County Probate Judge Amy McCullough's experience has given her other reasons people don't make wills.
I also think people who have maybe a second spouse, children from a first marriage, delay in making really hard choices about who they want to leave the things to. And because they can't choose, they just don't want to leave their spouse out, they just don't want to leave their children out, they make no decision.
And that's a really bad idea, said Brannon. Without a will, he said.
You don't have the ability to say where your stuff goes. You don't have the ability to provide for protections for minors or incapacitated devisees. You don't have the ability to say who your personal representative is going to be. And you don't have the ability to avoid a lot of the fighting that could come up in families where people have to decide over who gets what.
A big consequence of not leaving a will is fighting among siblings that can break up a family, said Brannon.
Once mom and dad, for example, are gone, if mom, they were typically the glue that was holding the whole thing together, and if mom and dad were the center and there's any fighting over who gets what, it's awful hard to put it back together. So if there is fighting, it almost always is irreconcilable.
McCullough said probably the people who most need a written will are the young parents of minor children. Even though they may think they don't have much to leave, they need to name a personal representative to execute the will if the parents aren't there.
If you have a car, you have an asset. If you have a bank account, you have an asset. You may not own real estate yet. You may be renting an apartment or condo or something, but you have something that needs to be dealt with. And naming who to take charge of that to help your minor child, we really have to anticipate that we may not live to their majority. In that moment, what do you want to happen?
Brannon said some people try to use online wills to save money, but using a lawyer who deals with wills frequently is worth the cost.
You're not paying for somebody to fill in the blanks on a form. What you're paying for mostly is getting the advice as to what you need to think about and making the decisions of what to tell folks to put on the forms, in the documents, what you need to be thinking about as to who gets what when. That's the primary advice that you're paying for.
The attorney said not leaving a will won't affect the deceased at all. Who it will affect, and greatly, is the family and other loved ones left behind to clean up the mess. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.